markets can now promote their goods worldwide via the Internet. Critics take a different view, believing that economic globalization is actually widening the gap between the rich and poor. A study carried out by the UN-sponsored World Commission on the Social Dimension of Globalization shows that only a few developing countries have actually benefited from integration into the world economy, and that the poor, the illiterate, unskilled workers, and indigenous peoples have been left behind. Furthermore, they maintain that globalization may ultimately threaten emerging businesses. For example, Indian artisans who currently seem to benefit from globalization because they are able to export their products may soon face stiff competition that could put them out of business. When large-scale manufacturers start to produce the same goods, or when superstores like Walmart move in, these small businesses will not be able to keep up and will be crowded out. One thing is certain about globalization: there is no turning back. Advances in technology, combined with more open policies, have already created an interconnected world. The challenge now is finding a way to create a kind of globalization that works for the benefit of all.
Page 116. Exercise B. Reading. Read and listen to the article about economic globalization.
Globalization. Experts debate pros and cons. Over the past few decades, more and more countries have opened up their markets, increasingly transforming the world economy into one free-flowing global market. The question is economic globalization good for all? According to the World Bank, one of its chief proponents, economic globalization has helped reduce poverty in a large number of developing countries. It cites one study that shows increased prosperity contributing to improved education and longer life expectancies in 24 developing countries as a result of integration of local economies into the world economy. Home to some 3 billion people, these 24 countries have seen incomes increase at an average rate of 5%, compared to 2% in developed countries. Globalization advocates claim economies in developing countries will benefit from new opportunities for small and home-based businesses. For example, small farmers in Brazil who produce cashew nuts that would previously have sold only in local open-air markets